Welcome to Take Care, Tracy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's go over the basics. What is massage therapy? What are the most common types and how do they differ?
So massage therapy is just the treatment of muscle tissue, soft tissue throughout the body. And we're talking muscles, fascia, ligaments, tendons, a lot of things that don't necessarily show up when you're looking at an x-ray. So when there are issues with those, it's hard to diagnose them through diagnostic testing. Massage therapist uses their hands to palpate the tissue through the skin to find issues. Maybe there are restrictions in your fascia, so you are not able to move quite as easily as you used to, or you're feeling more pain when you do move. We're looking for things like that. So like you said, when you're thinking about massage, you're oftentimes thinking it's a luxury. There's candles, there's soft music, there's aromatherapy, those types of things. When I'm talking about massage and what I do and what a lot of wellness clinics and hospitals will do, they're talking about therapeutic or medical massage.
And let's go into those types, because I think it would be helpful to know that this is mainstream medicine in many cases. It's alternative therapy, but many hospitals and wellness centers are incorporating it. So what are the types of massage that you would implement?
We would typically do a deep tissue massage, maybe muscle energy technique. It's a stretching technique, a resistive movement. Post-isometric relaxation also is a resistive stretching. You would maybe do neuromuscular reeducation, sometimes cranial sacral therapies, Reiki therapies, trigger point work, and myofascial release are quite common.
So if someone is listening to this, doesn't have a lot of experience with massage, how would they know what would be best for them?
Talking with their primary care physician, their DOs, their chiropractors, they're going to be able to refer them to a therapist, a massage therapist, someone that they know that they have experience with the issues that that patient is experiencing. So if they are experiencing something like headaches and they're seeing their neurologist and maybe they're not getting the success in the treatment that they were hoping for, they might be able to ask their neurologist for a referral to a massage therapist that can then maybe work the soft tissue, like I said, the fascia, maybe trigger points, those types of issues within the muscle that aren't necessarily seen, like I said, on the diagnostic testing.
Do you find that most medical practitioners are open and aware of some of the benefits of massage and can refer a patient to have a massage when maybe some of the other therapies have failed?
I wouldn't necessarily say most, but I definitely would say that it is on the rise. So a lot more physicians are referring patients to massage therapists or other, like you said, holistic therapists to help with these types of issues.
One of the places that we do see massage used regularly is often in the sporting world. You know that there is something called sports massage, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And there are different types of sports therapies. So you would have a pre-event, a post-event. You could have maintenance. If there's a sports injury, then you can have injury repair type therapies. So again, finding someone that is educated and has experience in these different types of therapies is beneficial. And there are so many different sports. Finding someone that has experience with the type of sport in which you practice. So if you're a runner, find someone that has experience with runners. If you are a basketball player, finding someone that works with basketball players on a regular basis would be very beneficial.
Teams now travel with massage therapists. It's like, don't they? It's something they would never do without, for all athletes, even when they're not in season, they're constantly getting massages.
Right. That is very correct. And they have, whether it's a massage therapist or their athletic trainers that help massage them on a regular basis, they will utilize massage therapy throughout their training.
I was curious about something that you said. You said pre-massage, before taking part in the sport, but that's not something that the general population knows about. We often think about going to get a massage because we're trying to recover from something or release tension or stress, but is a regular massage program, like a standing appointment with a massage therapist, the way many of us do with, you know, getting your hair cut, is that something that would benefit the average person?
Absolutely. I would usually recommend that a person gets a massage at least once a month to help break up any types of postural issues that they may have created during that time. So when you're sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, your body tends to remember that posture. And not they're not always necessarily the best postures when you're sitting at a desk or you're standing all day. Nurses here at the Cleveland Clinic, you know, they're standing, they're on their feet, they're lifting patients and equipment around all day, and that can be very stressful and straining on the body. Also, when you have someone sitting at a desk for the majority of their day, that's also very stressful and straining on the body. It's called repetitive stress injuries. And we can, a massage therapist can get into those muscles and the fascia and help relieve and relax that tissue so that it remembers how it is actually supposed to hold and support your body and not the way that it necessarily is used to for those 8 hours a day.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rath.
And we're speaking with Tracy Siegel. She's the lead massage therapist in the Center for Integrative Medicine at the Cleveland Clinic. Tracy, let's talk about the first time massage for the person who's never been in a massage therapy situation before. What should the client expect? How long does a massage usually last? And for many of us, we do concern ourselves with insurance. Will insurance cover it?
So insurance typically does not cover massage therapy at this time. We are hoping that it will soon. Some insurances do provide some coverage. Where the issue kind of comes in is a lot of massage therapists are self-employed. Approximately 75% of massage therapists work for themselves. There's a lot of time, a lot of paperwork involved in insurance reimbursement. And so if someone does have massage therapy coverage, the therapist may not accept it. So taking your receipts and submitting for reimbursement that way would be your best bet in that case.
Okay, so I'm happy to pay out of pocket because I really am looking forward to my first massage. What's that going to be like, and what should I expect? What should I wear? What will happen?
Well, depending on the type of massage that you are asking for, which when you call your massage therapist initially, it is a great idea to interview the massage therapist. Talk with them. Tell them what you are looking for. What is your end goal? If you're coming in for a specific issue, an illness, tell them. Make sure that they have experience with that issue. You know, if you're working with migraines or radiating pain down your leg, something along those lines, that they have experience with that. And you're only going to know that by communicating with them, asking them questions, and getting their answers from their mouth, okay? You can also ask friends if they have had similar issues to what you're experiencing to get referrals, because then you know that that person has, that massage therapist has the experience with those types of issues. And then usually, typically, your massage will last about an hour. If it's a therapeutic or medical massage, you will typically wear some sort of clothing, whether it's, you know, yoga pants and tank top, t-shirt, some sort of sport shorts, something that you can move in. A medical massage will incorporate a lot of movement. There may be some passive stretching where the massage therapist moves your arm in different directions. There may also be the resistive stretching where you're pushing against their hands gently. There may be postural assessments, gait assessments, muscle testing, seeing where a muscle might be weak, where it's overly strengthened, and also where there might be some fascial restrictions. So the massage therapist will need to see the movement in your muscles. They may also do other like functional testing just to check and see where these restrictions are. And then when you're on the table, you may actually not be draped if you already have clothes on. There's no reason to have a sheet. If it's more of a luxury, a relaxation massage, then you will be draped. You'll have a sheet on you for your privacy.
Tracy, we have just under a minute left. Would you tell us what types of training and certifications are massage therapists required to have?
It does vary state by state. Unfortunately, there's not a national governing body over massage therapists. And so different states have different requirements of education. Mainly, it is at least 500 clock hours in the classroom. And much of that is hands-on time. And then the different states will have different levels of licensure. So whether you have a license, a registration, or a certification, again, it just varies state by state. But it is good to know that the majority of states, if not all of them, do require a background check. So when you're going in to this space, because it is typically a one-on-one treatment, that you have that peace of mind that this person is of quality sound in mind.
Tracy Siegel is the lead licensed massage therapist that we've been speaking to. She's also chiropractic assistant at the Cleveland Clinic Center for Integrative and Lifestyle Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.